together. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us in 30 minutes, 33 minutes to be precise, dealing with Governor Abercrombie and his strange statements out of Hawaii, dealing with Obama's birth certificate. We're going to have open phones coming up and a lot of important news in the third hour today. Coming up in the next segment, Anderson Cooper versus Congress and Cohen debate is comparing Republicans to Nazis out of line. And they're basically trying to imply that the shooting in Arizona is still caused by Republicans and by free speech. And they go on to attack True TV and the show that one of the big shows I appeared in, the Police 8 episode that I consulted on, and of course our footage of the FEMA Center with the kids in it, the Model States Emergency Powers Act, the Emergency Centers Act. We're going to comment on that. There's so many levels to this coming up, but we have an Examiner report here. The defendants are being held at the Brig in Fort Hamilton, an Army post in Brooklyn, and we're continuing to look into that, but we see this happening over and over and over and over and over again, where they're got the, a lot of times the threat fusion centers now aren't just federalized with CIA involved, tied into all the surveillance cameras and the face scanning cameras and the license plate reading cameras, but now they will move them in with the old National Guard base that was, quote, shut down. And then, oh, now we're going to augment you with regular Army. And they have the National Guard helping in drug interdiction all over the country with their helicopters and now ground police. And then we have in New York, upstate, the news articles about the National Guard helped arrest 2,000 people for gun and drug charges at checkpoints where they have X-ray scanners scanning people's cars. They're just rolling it out. And the Marines running checkpoints in Central California looking for drunk drivers off base. Citizens, pulling U.S. citizens over. They're just training local police and local governments everywhere with Army drills, Marine Corps drills. They're training the military, the police, the citizens, the media, all of us to acclimate us and condition us and prepare our minds to accept this. And to see our country sliding into this, it just really makes me sad. I grieve for our nation. I mourn for our nation. You think the banks are going to stop at stealing $28 trillion in the last 2 years and not telling Congress where the money went? You think they're going to stop with killing a million Iraqis? You think they're going to stop with drone attacks every day at weddings, killing whole groups of people in Afghanistan and Pakistan? You think they're going to stop? You think the globalists care about you any more than they care about an Iraqi? We have to repent, especially mainline conservatives. I never supported any of the wars or anything. But the point is, those of you out there who I know aren't bad people, who got sucked into this war fever, you got to repent for that. Democrats have got to repent for the 51 million abortions. And even if we don't believe in God, we've got to recognize that we're not valuing human life, and that if we don't value other people's life, then how do we expect to have any due process? How do we expect to have any dignity or honor or safety or liberty or freedom? How do we expect to have anything when our government embraces communist China and puts their flags up down Pennsylvania Avenue and at the White House, something never before done? How do you expect us to have any future when all these different shows on TV, fiction shows, glorify secret arrest, secret wiretapping, secret torture, and it's always done in a situational ethic where it's the right thing to do to torture? They're getting us ready. You think people dying almost every day from being electrocuted by tasers and other stun guns by the police for sometimes just arguing a little bit? Do you think it's going to stop there? Now they're upping the power of the tasers. They're just getting everyone trained to accept this. It took Hitler 7 years to really get Germany into a hardcore tyranny. And the globalists are doing it over several decades, but now we're reaching that quickening point, that acceleration point. Man, I'm shook up, I tell you. You know, I would think that I would be acclimated and prepared for this, but to see it unfolding, and it's just going to get worse and worse until we say no.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All over the nation, from Tennessee to California, from New York to Texas, they're having regular Army, regular Marines, Army National Guard running checkpoints. Even when the governor, a year and a half ago, and this is in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that seminal documentary that everyone must see, the governor, and we even had a state rep on about this, said, stop having Homeland Security and the Army run random checkpoints on major highways. This is my state. You're freaking people out. They were going into small towns, big highways, shutting it down, searching everybody, video on the news. And Homeland Security said, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep doing it. And now all over the country, we showed you this last hour, they're putting up signs everywhere in front of propane tanks that say, Homeland Security, you now can't park here at this 7-Eleven or this grocery store. You know, you pull up at the grocery store or the 7-Eleven, they got the propane tanks. It's saying, Homeland Security says can't park here. It's like federal zoning. It's a federal power grab outside of their jurisdiction. And yesterday they had all these fake scares with fake pipe bombs everywhere that they blow up to get rid of the evidence. And so many times it comes out at stage, part of a drill. I have caught the state police with Homeland Security before it was even called Homeland Security via FEMA, staging fake nuclear spills and telling people they were real in 98, 99, 2000. This is their program to smokescreen their federal takeover ahead of the admissions that were going into a full collapse. We have the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act admitting plans for forced inoculations nationwide. In the film Enemy of the State that we sell at Infowars.com, they have interviews with the law enforcement people who were trained to take you forcibly to a sports stadium and inoculate you. But this is all admitted. It's one thing to have the documents that are public, but another thing to have the people that were trained for it. They're training the military, and every time they have a crisis, they use it as an excuse to confiscate guns. I had the Army colonel on, that's also in Police State 4, last year, who openly admitted in Arcadia, Iowa, they went and asked the local gun dealer to play the part of a right-winger who wouldn't turn his guns in, and they got the citizens in the town of 600 to allow door-to-door gun confiscation drills, where the police came in and simulated taking their guns with the military. And there's hundreds and hundreds of other cases. I've made four Police State films, just replete with footage of it, much of which I shot. Footage where Marines walk up in the middle of Hebron, Maryland, a small Mayberry town, and say, turn your camera off, you're not going to videotape this, because they were going in houses to do simulated gun confiscations, and they do the drills and say it's for America. I was there in 99 at Operation Urban Warrior with 2,000 Marines, thousands of other foreign troops, Dutch, German, British, Australian, Israeli, French, at the local university with role players from the university screaming, I'm an American, please know not the camp, with the military admitting to me in interviews, the Marines, the Marine colonel, that this was for America. Then I went home to the hotel that night, turned on CNN, who'd been there, and they said, training for Macedonia. I mean, this is incredible. They are doing this everywhere. Oh, man. When they enroll people in Fallujah, Iraq, or in Bagram, Afghanistan, on record, it's MIT, government-designed face scanning. They stop everybody at checkpoints, get their names, put them into it, take the men in for a week or so, interrogate them in a FEMA camp, turn them loose. And I've got Tom Brokaw on video. It was his last week on air. I've got him on VHS. I've played it here. I've got it somewhere around the office where he said, in Iraq, outside Fallujah, if you're caught without your biometric ID card, once you've been put in this, you are killed on the spot. And they're now bringing those troops back here to be police officers who, okay, you don't have your ID? Take them over here to a ditch. And they shoot them and put them in a ditch. I remember Private Gruckheimer in Ithaca News in Afghanistan. He came back and he said, yeah, you know, we took out the terrorists. We'd go into entire villages and kill men, women, and children, including babies. And then Fox News responded with an army general saying, well, let's be clear. Only in certain villages do we kill everyone. They don't even deny it. I mean, they have forged an army of Satan. And if we don't admit that our military has been taken over, am I saying the German people were inherently bad? Am I saying the German Weimar Republic was completely evil? No. They were taken over and turned into agents of evil. And that's why the Germans went ahead and followed orders. Well, I can't say no to the military. I got to support the troops. This is what happens in a tyranny. And the good news is we've reached out to the military and police. They're really waking up, but we need to have them wake up even faster. And here it is. I have the Daily Mail, the Examiner, and other reports confirming that they are being held at the Army base. My crew has been held at an Army base in Pittsburgh. Under FEMA, for no reason. It's all on footage. We even sent the footage to lawyers that are part of a class action suit. Dude's footage is key. Dude's up on a hillside showing the troops come in, the National Guard and the police, to the university. Everyone followed orders, basically, and would not be on the streets at night. They were told, don't be on the streets. You're not allowed to be. So they said, where can we find people that will be out at night so we can, you know, get some training on citizens, you know, get our dogs a taste of American blood? And they said, well, let's go on over to the university. And so there's the park. The university people are out there, you know, eating pizza and listening to music by the hundreds. There's dorms all around it. The military even went into dorms arresting people. It was like Planet of the Apes, that scene where Heston and folks are, you know, running away from the apes with the primitive humans being hit over the head and grabbed in nets. I mean, that's the footage. And then they march up the hill to do, and they're just looking at him with pure hate. And they're like, who are you? Well, I'm media. Where's your ID? You don't have a pass to be part of the G20. G20 is like 5 miles away. And Deuce says, well, no, I'm just here. And they said, put your camera on the ground. They put him in handcuffs, put everybody else in handcuffs, take him to a military base. And he said those police and military were just pure hate. And just like they would take people and take them to the porta potty inside the base and then look at them and laugh at their genitals. I mean, it was just like 1 inch away from full bore concentration camp. And then we get the model States Emergency Powers Act. We get the FEMA public plans. We get the Emergency Centers Act. And it's everything that we reverse engineered from all the other operations we've covered. How they're going to build these giant centers outside every major city, and they've already got them in place. 12 years ago, they had the old airport. That's in police state to the takeover, where the local news admits, yes, it's used to hold citizens during civil unrest, where they chain you down to the floor. Pier 57 during the 2004 Republican convention. I've gotten all this on tape, taking peaceful people there. No Miranda, no nothing, chaining them down. And how they're going to introduce this to society through the threat fusion centers that are the spy federal command bases for the roundups. Then we put all this in an hour special. It gets top ratings on True TV. And Homeland Security, ADL, and Congressman Cohen, behind the scenes, start demanding it be taken off the air. It's pulled off the air. Now they're pulling more of it off the air. Now they're remote erasing it off DVRs in your house. That's confirmed. And what does Cohen say? He's out there calling Republicans Nazis and saying that anybody who criticizes government caused the shooting when it's admitted it was nothing but mental illness and the guy was anything, a liberal. That's what all his friends and everybody said. That doesn't blame Democrats. And this is the guy right here, instrumental in getting that pulled off TV. This guy would love to live in China. Here he is with Anderson, CIA, Cooper. Here it is.
So, Cohen, how can you think that it's appropriate for a member of Congress on the floor of the House to compare the statements made by Republicans about health care to lies about Jews told by Joseph Goebbels and other Nazis? How is that appropriate?
Well, appropriate because it was the same process. Obviously, I don't think Republicans are Nazis, but they used the same means that Goebbels used, which was to have a short, concise idea and repeat it over and over and over again.
But you're essentially comparing them to Nazis.
No, I don't think I was, and I certainly didn't intend to. And when you do an open session like that on the floor, you speak off the cuff. But now, Goebbels was the master of political propaganda. And as evil a man as he was the master of this. And when people use it and use lies over and over and over again, whether it's killing grandma, whether it's government health takeover of health care or any of those things, somebody has to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute,
but
lie.
If you weren't trying to compare them to Nazis, you wouldn't have mentioned Nazis. I mean, you said their statements on health care are the same kind of lies that Nazis told.
I didn't say Nazis. I said
you said Goebbels. He's the chief propagandist for the Nazi Party.
And you said
the Germans told lies about the Jews and that led to the Holocaust. They're doing the same kind of thing that the Nazis did. That's comparing them.
Well, I didn't intend to do that. I didn't think I did. He is the master political propagandist. And if he wrote treatises on it. He had rules. He is the major person. If you want to talk about political propaganda, the person you talk about who mastered it in terms of the big lie was Goebbels.
So you're standing by this. You don't think it's inappropriate in any way?
Well, I think it, as far as a lie goes, and I've been writing about lies in the political spectrum for the last 2 months. There was a show that said that the government was creating concentration camps and plan to have a pandemic against its citizens. This was something on True TV.
Yeah, that's Jesse Ventura's ridiculous conspiracy show, which is just a joke.
It's not a joke. I wrote an op-ed about it. That's the kind of stuff that produces Oklahoma City's produced two deputy sheriffs being killed in West Memphis.
But Democrats have been very critical when people on the right use Nazi imagery to describe President Obama or Democrats. I just don't understand why you think it's okay to bring in Nazis when you're talking about Republicans.
I think that when it's an appropriate analogy, and if you wanted to talk about some monster scientist, and you mentioned Mengele, it would be appropriate because he was the monster scientist of the last 100 years or maybe of all time. Just as
and Mr. Steve Cohen, the congressman, it's now even come out in the New York Times, what we knew decades ago, that our government took tens of thousands of top Nazis, including Mengele, and protected them. Oh, but you don't want to talk about that. You want to take a show like Ventura's and imply, or no, he didn't imply, he said, that causes Oklahoma cities and police being killed. Mm-hmm. They go and interview the heads of threat fusion centers. They go and interview former, you know, top FBI agent who got out over it and works for the ACLU exposing it. They went and interviewed, they went to that congressman and showed him his own bill, and he denied he'd even introduced it and later had to admit it. Or the FEMA camps in America that are already built, they're just saying fund them more. I mean, it's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They've got a massive civil unrest roundup plan, and they're just getting everybody used to it. You know, Hitler first put the Jews in the camps, then he put others. Now they're putting the mafia in camps, then it's others.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda? They'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Congressman Cohen, Steve Cohen, tells us there's no police state, and everybody sees it unfolding with the telescreens going in, Homeland Security announcing the takeover of society. He and others have been calling for restrictions on free speech. Thank gosh Lieberman is retiring, a guy that's openly called for restricting free speech in this country, along with Senator Rockefeller and others. And this is just a few minutes from the censored, banned, memory hold, police state episode that explains it all, the 10 FEMA regions. And Ventura ends it with, You thought your Congress was running things? No, there are 10 governors that run it. That's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that I freaked out about. It says 10 governors will control all the other states and we'll take over states if they don't follow federal orders. What do you think the EPA is doing in Texas? They can't get Congress to pass the carbon taxes, so they come down here and regulatorily seize with no law our power plants that that power five surrounding states. Texas is the number one power producer in North America. This is brazen. It's dictatorship when Obama can give exemptions to all the big companies like McDonald's that give him money from not having to buy insurance for their employees. Or it came out that companies that didn't give money, people that own dealerships, GM dealerships that didn't give money to the Democrats, had them shut down, had them given to Democratic friends. That's like Roman Caesars would do. And I could go for 10 hours with examples. Let's get to the Ventura clip of this censor, Cohen, this guy who thinks he controls your television set now, and I guess he does, who's up there saying this is going to cause a new Oklahoma City. Here it is.
Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee agreed to talk about the bill. Remember, he's a co-sponsor.
I'm here to talk to you about these FEMA camps. I'm very disturbed about them. Why would we be building these things all over the country? For what purpose?
Well, we wouldn't, because they don't exist. It's just a figment of some people who have concerns about maybe Martians or other creatures coming to infiltrate our society, thinking that there are such camps.
But so there are no such. So why was it put into that bill? It's in a bill. So it's put into the bill. It doesn't exist. There are no FEMA camps anywhere in America.
No, there aren't.
What was the place I saw in Texas?
I don't know what
it was called. A residence. It had 20-foot-high fences around it. When I knocked on the door, it was locked. When the people came to the door, no comment was the answer I got on any question. And what disturbed me the most about this place was in the back, it was like a daycare. There's slides and swings for children. And I said, do you keep children inside this place? No comment. Have you ever kept children in this place? No comment.
I haven't been there, so I have no idea. Maybe they're immature people.
So you're telling me there isn't one FEMA camp of these in the United States right now?
There are not.
Why is it in that bill?
What is exactly in the bill?
It talks about building FEMA camps, doesn't it? In that particular bill that we're talking about?
I would have to. I'd like to see the bill.
Isn't this guy a co-sponsor of the bill?
What's the bill number? Six FEMA camps to be built within the United States. How can a bill state that there'll be six FEMA camps built in the United States, and then I'm being told there are none?
Well, I think I recall now something about this, and if I'm correct, I think those are locations for if there's a disaster like in Katrina. I think that's what it is. It's not any kind of a concentration camp or anything to round up citizens.
Thinks that's what it is? The bill that he co-sponsored says the use of the camps will be determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
They can come and go as they please.
Exactly.
They won't be locked.
No.
They can go in and out because the place I saw in Texas is locked. You can't go in and out of it. No comment.
Well, it's not probably not being used either for a couple
of
years.
Well, we have films of children playing on the swings and the slides and stuff. And this one technically falls under Homeland Security.
Well, I don't know. You know, I haven't been there, and I don't know who the children are. And the children are probably very happy.
Where have we heard that before?
They're probably children of the people that manage the place, I imagine. But they're not people that have been taken there, you know, by some green monsters and a machine.
I have fear of my government, not green monsters and machines from outer space. I have enough fear from here.
You can see how things work in Washington. Congressman Spock.
Now, think about that. Now, this guy, behind the scenes with Homeland Security and ADL pressure, got that episode shut down, and now they're shutting other episodes down. And he's on TV comparing it to Hitler. And you've got the White House regulations are saying arrest people that criticize man-made global warming. Now, is that tyranny? Is Chinese flags on Pennsylvania Avenue tyranny? Is China owning our debt tyranny? Is our media saying tyranny's good tyranny?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight liar.
If enough of us speak out, maybe next time we can talk some sense into our leaders before they sign on the dotted line. It couldn't happen here, but it already is happening. And we've already allowed our elected officials to break all kinds of laws designed to protect you and me. You thought we had 50 states? Nope. We've learned there's 10 sectors ruled by 10 people you didn't vote for. You support your local police? That's nothing, not when they've got the military ready to take over. You signed a petition outside the supermarket? Who knows what list you're on now? And what about all these detention centers? Why do you think the standard answer is no comment? And here's what's worse. They're doing it all in the name of national security. Talk about the fear factor. I've said it before and I'll say it now. I'd rather face the dangers than lose my freedom. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have Dr. Jerome Corsi on for the next 30 minutes or so to talk about the incredible headlines. Hawaii governor can't find Obama birth certificate, suggests controversy could hurt president's reelection chances. Here's the Daily Mail. Hawaiian governor claims record of Obama's birth exists in archives but can't produce the vital document. So he did this big throwing down the gauntlet a few weeks ago, and now he can't produce it. And the man who has been tirelessly on this case, here's Media Matters, George Soros' mouthpiece, Corsi's pathological quest to prove Obama is Kenyan continues. Well, he didn't really believe it years ago until he went to Kenya and they arrested him when he was trying to, or kidnapped him, basically detained him. And now he's certainly on to something, and we know he gave up his citizenship when he was in Indonesia. He lied about that. He lied about going to the mosque and being a Muslim. Not that it's bad that he's a Muslim, but why would he cover that up? But it's a good that we have Dr. Corsi on, because he is an expert, as I am as well, on the 10 FEMA regions, on the Emergency Centers Act, on the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. He wrote about it as a conservative and criticized it when Bush was in. He continues to. But the left controlling this country, by the same Wall Street interest, are accelerating Homeland Security at shopping malls, Homeland Security signs, telescreens going up at 9,000 malls and Walmarts. I mean, it's all happening. And now we have Congressman Steve Cohen calling Republicans Nazis, Goebbels, and trying to say that it's their fault that this guy who, before he went completely schizophrenic, was a, quote, very liberal pothead. They are now trying to restrict free speech. Huge article from Steve Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Obama may call for gun control during State of the Union. We also have the Examiner and the New York Daily News reporting that they're holding these 100 mafia people at a military base. This is the slow rollout of this Homeland Security grid. So I wanted to get Dr. Corsi first to talk about governor's council that he's really been researching. I've even had JAG former colonels on who were saying it's very dangerous, and where all this is going, and what he thinks of Cass Sunstein calling for arresting global warming skeptics, what he thinks of Cohen behind the scenes now admitting that he pressured Time Warner to shut down Ventura's episode on the police state, which from the research, it's all documented. I mean, these are really dark times when Pennsylvania Avenue is lined with the bloodiest flag in history of the murderous communist Chinese. Our media is telling us how the Singapore / communist Chinese model is the model for the world. We're told China's now our owner. I mean, this stuff is accelerating, is it not, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I think all the concerns are legitimate, Alex, and I share your concerns. Representative Cohen today issued a statement, a non-apology. You know, like, I'm not sorry for what I said, but I'm sorry if it may have offended some people, the kind of way Cohen approached it. And I thought that was really disingenuous. I mean, here, right after all the left is out saying we've got to tone down the vitriol, Cohen is on the floor of the House accusing Republicans of being Nazis, and that's just unacceptable for the Democrats to have this double standard that applies to anybody except those on the left.
Well, it's not just a double standard. We've seen Obama say they bring a knife, we bring a gun. We've seen congressmen saying he wants to line up Republican governors and shoot them. I mean, I mean, I'm nonpartisan, as you know. I'm just a libertarian that wants freedom. But, I mean, all the union thugs beating people up, I'd say Democratic vitriol and Democrat thugs attacking people in the streets, it's got to be 10-1 what we see conservatives doing.
Well, and the left has been known for this forever. The tactic is basically if you can't defeat your opponent by argument, engage in ridicule, brutality, anything to marginalize or beat up or intimidate your opponent. It's one of the themes that's all Linsky's rules for radicals. Ridicule your opponents, engage in ad hominem attacks, marginalize them, personalize the attacks. These tactics on the left are unacceptable, especially for anybody, libertarian, conservative, whomever, trying to pursue the truth. I'm an investigative reporter. You know, Alex, I've reported and criticized both Republican and Democratic presidents alike. I got excoriated by the George Bush supporters when I was writing the late great USA and reporting on the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. So it's really not fair to characterize me as a Republican. I'm not a member of the Republican Party. The only party I ever joined was the Constitution Party.
Finishing up with the 10 FEMA regions, the Governor's Council, I know you've written some very piercing articles that concur with my analysis. To have Cohen running around when confronted by Ventura and saying that the Emergency Centers Act did not exist until he was handed the bill, and then he goes, oh, I do remember that now. I mean, it's a Perry Mason moment, Sylvester caught with a Tweety Bird in his mouth. And then he goes on to basically say there's no Governor's Council, none of this is real, none of this is a threat. I mean, is he counting on people's ignorance?
Well, I think he is. And first of all, Jesse Ventura has done very good reporting. I think this new series Ventura has on television is excellent. I especially like the show on the JFK murder conspiracy. I thought that was particularly well done.
Well, he broke with insiders right before ClimateGate even came out. He had the basic ClimateGate info and exposed global warming. And, you know, Jesse went into that. He's got a mix of views believing it. And I and others convinced him and showed him the documents. And so he told the truth. I mean, he's real, and that's what they don't like.
Well, that's right. And I've written on the FEMA contracts. They've had contracts. I don't have them in front of me right now, the articles I've written, but...
No, I know I sprung this on you, but I mean, let's talk about FEMA.
They have had... There's contracts out there for the Department of Homeland Security, legitimate contracts with major contractors to build detention camps whenever they need them for whatever reason. And I've got to start getting into it again, but the directives on the national security directives that President Bush signed that basically give the president dictatorial policy powers, take over even all governments down to tribal governments on the presidential declaration there's a national emergency without the involvement of Congress in that declaration. President Obama has actually now started expanding these powers with executive orders again that buttress the office of the presidency in a self-declared emergency, national emergency by the president, to become a virtual dictator. And those are very frightening powers that I think, again, need to be constantly examined, and I need to get back to reporting on them as well.
Well, it's going into high gear, and for Cohen to run around calling people Nazis, all at the same time, a few weeks ago, calling to cut down the vitriol, we need the fairness doctrine, we need to have the government regulate the Internet. I mean, there's no doubt, how many czars have we had praise Mao or praise Chavez? We have the FCC diversity czar openly saying we need Chavez-type media controls. I mean, these people are not liberals. They're authoritarians.
Well, John Holdren saying that for population control, for climate control, we may need to have population control. We may need to consider forced sterilization. Look, what's going on, Alex, is very clear. The far left wants to control. They want to create a narrative. And the narrative they want to create is anybody who disagrees with them is being disruptive, engaging in vitriol. They want to demonize anybody who disagrees with them. And they want a double standard in which the left and their far extremist supporters can say anything they want about those who disagree with them. But anything, an honest critic like yourself, or, the investigations that I do, I'm excoriated all the time by the left, because we disagree, because we don't go along with the party line the left wants propagated, we're immediately demonized.
Briefly, and then I want to get into the big news here, the birth certificate, where there's smoke, there's fire. And this is, I was open-minded about this 2 years ago and thought maybe it was baloney. Now, the evidence is clear. They're hiding something big. But just briefly, your take on the situation with China, what the media is doing, where they're saying, we could learn from China. China's good. We're bad. They're our new boss. What the system's trying to push there, and the latest tidbits on the SPP, North American Union, integration by stealth.
Well, people have got to read my America for Sale. I've been warning for years that we're headed into a globalist configuration. The globalists intend this. And it's, again, globalists of the left and the right. The multinational corporations and Henry Kissinger and Council on Foreign Relations and the left, the open borders crowd, it's Zbigniew Brzezinski, it's Barack Obama. They want to erase borders. China is line with these people because China exploits labor. China's a dictatorial government that is communist, does not tolerate free speech. I'll try bringing a Bible into China and see how far you get. Don't have too many children in China. Don't disagree with the government or you'll be sent to thought reform. And that China has a veneer of some business principles does not mean that China has become a capitalist country or one is not dangerous to our national interests. And now we're deeply indebted to China. And Barack Obama is in a position of having to bow, can't object to anything. I thought it was disgraceful. It was clearly something I never expected to see in my lifetime.
Why does he continue to Saudi, British royals, communist dictators? I mean, he literally bows like an errand boy, and they don't bow to him. And they even look at him like he's pathetic. Is this part of the humiliation of America, part of a larger psyop?
I think it's part of the whole theme, yes, that America is at fault. That we're, you know, look, when I wrote The Abomination, I pointed out Barack Obama comes from a far leftist basis intellectually. Mentors like Frank Marshall Davis, who was truly communist. And the narrative there is that, you know, the United States is a capitalist, imperialist, oppressor country that enslaved the blacks. Barack Obama also disrespects the British because of British colonialism, saying that the French are our greatest friend ever. Well, I mean, I can remember lots of times the French weren't particularly friendly to us at all. And here you've got a situation where America being blamed is the narrative out of the White House. The apology tour that Barack Obama ran and continues to run is one that, you know, does not acknowledge American exceptionalism, talks about slavery, but does not talk about the Civil War or the post-Civil War legislation, which freed the slaves.
But you don't dare talk about Hu Jintao being elected by a committee of dictators. You don't dare talk about that. Oh, how dare Harry Reid, actually, you know, a blind pig can find acorns, broken clocks are right twice a day. I mean, oh, how dare him? How dare someone in the press corps ask a mild question about human rights? This is terrible. I mean, it's a total capitulation to tyranny and authoritarianism, and I know you read a lot. I see it all over the media, cheerleading on the left and right for authoritarianism, reminiscent of the 30s when anything authoritative was, like, sexy.
Well, people, you know, don't know because we don't teach history in the American schools anymore. But when, in the 30s, when fascism and Nazism were starting in Italy, and in Europe, the U.S. was enthusiastic about both. Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine as Man of the Year. And this is the kind of thing that you had that people don't remember. I've documented, others have documented it. You've got, you know, the Wall Street crowd, including Prescott Bush, helping to fund the Nazis, the Dulles family, Averell Harriman, this whole group. Running Union Bank, which Franklin Roosevelt closed down because it was a Nazi bank being run in the United States. We want to erase all this part of our history, and we're doing it again. We're having both the left and the right falling in love with China when I've warned again and again and again, America for Sale's key theme, that China exploits labor. Their whole proposition is that they have slave labor. They're going to continue slave labor. It's immoral. It's bad business. And China's moving to the point where they're going to demand assets.
And they're now doing that. Now, shifting gears, we're almost out of time. Let's get into the big news here with Jerome Corsi, who writes for WorldNet Daily, also writes with Red Alert there at WorldNet Daily. We're linked to it all at Infowars.com. Let's, because we're about to go to break, I want to start talking about Hawaiian governor can't find Obama's birth certificate, suggests controversy could hurt president's reelection chances. The Mail looked into it, and they concur. Hawaiian governor claims record of Obama's birth exists in archives but can't produce the vital document. I mean, for years they said, oh, that is his birth certificate, that fake receipt. Now Chris Matthews a month ago said, yeah, just show it. Where's the original with the signature? I mean, this is really starting to look suspicious. Dr. Corsi, start getting into it.
Well, the key document that should be produced, if it exists, and I don't believe it does, is the long-form, hospital-generated Hawaiian birth certificate for Barack Obama. Now, if he was born at Kapi'olani Hospital, like he claims, in Hawaii in 1961, fine, I'm happy to believe that. Why can't I see the document? Why can't we see this long-form hospital-generated birth certificate? And the problem is, Governor Abercrombie comes on in and promises he's going to investigate this. And a friend of Barack Obama, a 60s hippie, liberal, anti-war guy, Barack Obama's friend, Abercrombie only can find a log registry notice that Barack Obama was born. And the problem, Alex, is you could today, and in 1961, the grandparents could go in to the Hawaii Department of Health and say, I want to register this baby as Hawaiian born, and Hawaii would do it. They'd put out the newspaper announcements. They would register in a logbook, even if the baby was born in a foreign country. Hawaii has been doing this for years. Hawaii gave Sun Yat-sen, the Chinese nationalist in the 20s, they gave him a birth certificate because affidavits were produced saying Sun Yat-sen was born in Hawaii. It was all nonsense. Hawaii's been like this forever.
Dr. Corsi, stay there, because that's the key. One thing they say is, why would parents and grandparents forge that he's a citizen? That's incredibly valuable. If he's born out of the country, of course they're going to try to forge that so he can be a U.S. citizen. People do this all the time. We'll be right back.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're going to spend more time on the birth certificate, but he's going to be with us a little bit in the next hour. I want to get into this whole Mexican truck situation. They don't have to follow the standards we do. Just like Obama gives waivers to his favorite companies on health care, this is discrimination. This is the big city Chicago mafia model where you got to be on the inside or you don't get jobs. So how bad is this starting to hurt Obama? I know he's gotten a disgusting 15-point bounce out of the tragedy in Arizona But please continue with the latest on the birth certificate.
Well, the balance of the public relations, Obama, I think, is public relations fluff. I don't expect it's going to last. The economic problems remain and are going to be the ultimate, I think, difficulty for Obama. The birth certificate is not going away as a question. Right now you've got Governor Abercrombie, a friend of Obama, comes into office, says, I'm going to produce the documentary evidence Obama was born in Hawaii. Cannot find, does not produce, a long-form hospital-generated birth certificate. Says to the Hawaii, Honolulu Daily Star advertiser that all he can find is this notation written down in an archive that Barack Obama was born. And the problem is, I think the grandparents came in and registered this birth, which you could do in Hawaii, even if the baby was born somewhere else. And because the advertisement in the newspapers at the time of the birth announcement were the grandparents' address. The husband and wife never lived at that address. In fact, 3 weeks after the baby was born, Ann Dunham and Barack Obama Jr., little baby, were in Seattle. She was teaching, she was attending the University of Washington in extension courses. Ann Dunham stayed there for 2 years until Barack Obama Sr., the father, left the island to go to Harvard. Mommy and Daddy never lived together as man and wife. There's no indication that they did. I think the birth announcement was filed by the grandparents wanting to make sure that Barack Obama got to be a U.S. citizen, not because he was going to run for president. That's a silly idea. But because there's intrinsic advantages to being a U.S. citizen, like you get to go to college as a U.S. citizen in U.S. schools on a preferential basis. You get a passport and you get Social Security. You get all kinds of benefits as a U.S. citizen. Like in the ancient Rome world, everybody wanted to be a Roman citizen. One day in 1961, everybody wanted to be a U.S. citizen. And Barack Obama's grandparents, I believe, registered his birth in Hawaii, even though there's no documentary evidence, like a long-form hospital-generated birth certificate. Let's see it. That demonstrates that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii.
What do you make of Matthews? Well, obviously the mother, too, is going to call him and say, hey, I want my boy to be an American. I want to be able to even get him in the country. I mean, of course. But what does it mean now that Matthews is going, just release it? I mean, they've gone from stonewalling and claiming they've released a birth certificate to saying release it, and this governor stuck his foot in his mouth before he was actually in office when he was governor-elect, and now he's saying, oops, I can't find it.
Well, Abercrombie, I think, was right in saying that this is going to become a major re-election problem for President Obama. If it turns out that he's lied, Obama has lied, like I pointed out in Obama Nation, there's repeated lies in Obama's nativity story and the story of his life. We don't have his passport records. We don't have his travel records. The records I've got in Indonesia is he was registered at school as a Muslim and an Indonesian citizen. The mother, when they were in Indonesia, changed her passport, dropped Barack Obama, suggested he was an Indonesian citizen.
But they've now talked to the school. All the stuff you put out 2-3 years ago, it's all been all over mainstream foreign news now.
Right, exactly. And Barack Obama's undocumented. We don't have his medical records. We don't have his school records. We don't have his office records. We don't have anything on Barack Obama. And if we can't get the passport records and the long-form Hawaii hospital-generated birth certificate, I was there in Hawaii. The hospitals don't have record of Barack Obama being born there. I hired private investigators. The records aren't there.
Back in 1 minute. Tell us about that and then the truck. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.